Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer of Keel. You know, I was freaking out.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Ah, hell yeah. Let's do this.
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Your fearless frontman, the Metal Cowboy, reporting for duty. Thanks for giving me a chance to entertain you for the next solid hour of rock and talk. Welcome everyone listening on our station, KRFKRadio.com, or any one of our mighty affiliate stations. You know you can always find those links and showtimes on the radio show page at RonKeel.com. As always, I lean hard and heavy on the best new music. And as usual, I'm hearing a lot of this stuff with you for the first time. In the production process, I check the intros and the endings, but often I just don't have time to screen the tunes before we play them. However, I do have some favorites on the playlist this week. New Scorpions, The Lost Tapes from Tommy Thayer and Jamie St. James, and a killer cut from my special guest this week, Chaz West, and his new band, Westbound. Chaz fronted the Jason Bonham Band a couple of years with Lynch Mob. Some other projects we'll probably mention in the interview, so keep your audio signal right where it is, and I promise, as always, it'll be one hell of a ride. In rock and metal news recently, lots going on. The Pantera reunion. Hurricane Nita Strauss abruptly exiting Alice Cooper's band to join Demi Lovato's touring band. Vince Neil's teleprompter, whatever. I do not weigh in on topics like this during the radio show. This part of my gig is all about the music, having a good time, entertaining people. If you want all access, you should sign up at patreon.com/Ron Keel and become a part of my inner circle online. One recent topic that shouldn't even be up for debate is the resurgence and revival of Skid Row with new vocalist Eric Gronwall. Everything that I've seen and heard is absolutely killer, and their new single, Tear It Up, is in the pole position this week on the Streets of Rock and Roll. Grab something and hold on.
Persistence has got me to the blue. Turn on the devil vision. It took away my breath, but I won't.
This is Jamie St. James from the great Black and Blue, and we're on the streets of rock and roll with the great Ron Effin' Keel. You heard me right, kids. Listen up. Rock and roll, baby!
Tommy Thayer and Jamie St. James' brand new old school Black and Blue from their release, The Lost Tapes. Autographed copies available at ThayerSt.James.com. I want to thank the Saint for sending me a copy. Highly recommended and the next best thing to having half of a new Black and Blue album. There are probably half a dozen artists that I'll buy whatever they release on the day that it's released. Judas Priest, AC/DC, Ronnie Dunn, Van Halen was in there when they were putting out records, and Scorpions. This is a deep cut from their new album, Rock Believer. Shoot for your heart on the streets of rock and roll. Just around the bend, my exclusive interview with veteran vocalist Chaz West from Westbound. I'm your rock and roll outlaw, the metal cowboy, Ron Keel, and you got it, the right to rock timber. Join us at Rock Timber on Saturday, September 10th. This two-day festival will feature Tom Kiefer, Jackal, Winger, Stephen Piercy, Ron Keel Band, Quiet Riot, and many more. Ron Keel Band is going to spit out all your favorites. The Right to Rock, Tears of Fire, Somebody's Waiting, Because the Night, and I promise I won't sing the wrong song to the right crowd. I look forward to seeing you at the Rock Timber Music Festival at the Grand Casino in Hinckley, Minnesota.
The Right to Rock!
September 9th and 10th. Tickets are on sale now at rocktimber.net.
The Right to Rock!
Retroactive. 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 The coolest stores on the planet. Music, merch, and memorabilia from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Located at Broadway on the Beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Visit shopretroactive.com.
Do you believe in aliens? I do. Alien and Company, my go-to tattoo shop in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Alien and Company, online at alienandco.com. 738 South 1st Avenue, right near downtown Sioux Falls. Call 605-338-6702. They have Ron Keel Band music and merch in stock, and the tattoo artists are out of this world. Alien and Company. AlienandCO.com. Tell them the Metal Cowboy sent you. I'm not saying it.
Let me get a liner from you real quick, if you don't mind, Chaz. This is Chaz West from Westbound on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
Right now?
Yeah, man.
Hey, this is Chaz West from Westbound on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
Going round and round, drowning emotion, got me
Never Surrender. That's Westbound. Find it online at westboundofficial.com. Lead vocalist Chaz West has never surrendered. He's a hard rock veteran whose credits include stints with the Jason Bonham Band, Lynch Mob, Tribe of Gypsies, an acclaimed Led Zeppelin tribute called the Moby Dicks. You've heard him on this show before. We had last year's Resurrection Kings. We've been playing the hell out of the new single from Westbound, and you'll hear him right now, again, on the streets of rock and roll. Hello, Chaz. How are you?
All right, Ron. How you been?
Fantastic, brother. Your band Westbound, you've been touring coast to coast this summer. I'm very happy for you. From the Whiskey in Hollywood all the way to, I believe you have a show in Cocoa Beach, Florida tomorrow, right?
That's where I'm at right now. I'm in Cocoa Beach on the ocean. I just, you know, the coolest thing, I watched a rocket launch this morning right here.
Wow.
From the balcony where I'm at. Yeah. It was badass. I mean, I was like, wow, SpaceX, yeah. Rocket launch at 9 a.m.
SpaceX, really not one of those leftover 4th of July fireworks, but the real deal, SpaceX.
No. We saw those in Connecticut on the way to the gig. What was that, Thursday night or Friday night? Yeah, I mean, I was like, we're driving, I'm like, there's fireworks going on, and people pulling to the side of the road to watch the fireworks. That was cool.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I was hoping that you would call from a truck stop, a payphone in the middle of nowhere, but I'll take whatever I can get. You're probably a little younger than I am, Chaz.
I remember those days. I remember those days with Bottom, you know, before social media, you know, before cell phones. And yeah, before cell phones, you had to do that. You had the payphone cards. Remember that? You know, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it well, man. That's how it was back in the day. The bus would pull over at a truck stop.
That's how it was.
Lead singer hits the payphone, grinds out a few interviews while the band is chilling in the bus. Then the lead singer gets back on the bus and they head to the next payphone.
You got it, my friend.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, this album.
Phone boxes. I was in an English band, so it was like the phone boxes. Got to get the phone boxes, yeah.
That's proper. That was the proper term, right?
That was the proper way. Yeah, right.
Wow. This album, Westbound Volume 1, was released by Frontiers Records in 2019. Then COVID-19 happened, and everything came to a halt. Now, you guys have picked up where you left off, and you're calling it the album COVID Couldn't Kill. Love that marketing slogan, by the way.
That is correct. Hey, thanks to Jody Best. She's the one who basically came up with that together, but she's the one who pushed it. Absolutely right.
That gives additional meaning to that track we just played, Never Surrender. Take us through that timeline the last few years and what you guys have been through.
Well, you know, it's cool. Yeah, but I wrote those lyrics, obviously, it was a completely different world, you know? And it was all about, you know, not giving up on your dreams and your goals and your passion, but what you want to do in your, you know, in your life, going back to when I was a kid. But since then, yeah, everything's changed. And the coolest thing is that, not cool, but I have a friend of mine that I met in Moscow years ago when I played there, and he's Ukrainian. And, you know, he's an actor. He was like on a big sitcom there in Moscow, like, you know, like a big one.
Yeah.
And he moved back to Kiev, where his, you know, because to take care of his elderly parents that were there during, you know, when the Ukrainian war started, you know, the Ukrainian invasion. And so I think it's very appropriate for that also. And I, during the shows now, I'm like, it just goes out to, and he asked me, and he had some people put it together with different artists that would put like a message out there. I was like on the same one with Ozzy Osbourne. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is fucking cool. But it's a great message, you know.
It is, so, man. It is. That's how we get to the next stop on our journey, is by not surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
And through all that you guys have been through, the band hung tough, they stuck with you, and that says a lot about their commitment and your leadership up front.
Agreed, my friend. Absolutely. They're my bros. As I always said, I wanted pros and bros, and I have them. And I'm very, very fortunate for that. They stuck with me. They've stuck with me through the ups and the downs, the good times and the bad times, you know.
Fantastic. That Led Zeppelin sang.
Yeah, we're about to talk about that. Yeah, I was just about to go there. I'm speaking with veteran rock vocalist Chaz West. Let's dig into that history a little bit. The ties to Led Zeppelin that are woven into your DNA, man. That's a big part of your career, having worked with Jason Bonham and your acclaimed Zeppelin tribute, the Moby Dicks. Let's touch on your association with Jason Bonham and the music of Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do you want to know? How I met Jason, how we all came together. I was, you know, I was a kid and you know, just sent in a demo. Let me go back to this. This is the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I sent in a demo and I got a call from the manager and, you know, Phil Carson, and he's like, hey, you know, we really like your voice. We've narrowed it down to 10 guys, and you're one of them. And it was that. And then I didn't hear anything for a few months, and then all of a sudden, I contacted him again, because out of the blue, I think it was the universe, told me, hey, why don't you call again, just see. And he was like, hey, I was just about to ring you, actually. The band's in town. Why don't you come meet with me? And then, because they recorded some new stuff, why don't you come meet with me in my office and, go from there? And I remember he played me the stuff, and he took me to a boardroom, and I was like, wow. And like in my head, it was like I was immediately energized and had ideas, creative ideas, and started singing, I think, at the top of my lungs. He goes, you know what? I feel comfortable enough with you. The band's in town now, so give you a number. Why don't you see if you can get together with them? And I said, okay. And it took a bit. So I finally did, and it was the guitarist, actually. And we were hanging out, and I played him some stuff that I had recorded in the last few months, and he really loved it. And then I remembered, I'll never forget this, he went to the other room. I hear him on the phone, and I hear him going, yeah, he's cool. Yeah, sounds great. It was Jason Bonham, right? And Jason was at the Rainbow. And he's like, yeah, okay. Okay, so I can bring him with? Okay, so we'll come pick you up. Okay. And that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm in the other room, and I'm hearing this. And I was like, so we went to the Rainbow Bar and Grill, and we picked him up. You know, and we got on immediately really well. I'm half English. My mom was I was like, it's just Sunday. He's like, well, what's going on? My friends are doing a little jam at this bar in North Hollywood, if you want to go. So we went. It was my friends, James Patak, Mitch Perry on guitar, Sean McFab on bass. And, you know, I was the kid that had never done anything. They were the guys. And I walked in with Jason Bonham, and I thought, I remember James go backstage. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? He saw me walk in. And the word had gone around that he was looking for a new vocalist, and they knew right away. It's like, he got the fucking gig. So I got up, and Tony and I, Jason didn't want to play. He'd been drinking all day. He was having fun. And I remember I got up, and I did Red House with Tony, the guitarist. And then we sat down, and I remember Jason go, you sing your fucking ass off, mate. You know? And we got on really well. And a few days later, I had the gig, and it was like my whole life changed. Here's your itinerary. You're gone for the next 2 months in 2 weeks, and there you go.
Yeah, well, good for you,
man.
And
the rest is history, as they say. You know?
That is rock and roll history. What a great story and a great opportunity for you to launch your career and your voice into the national and international spotlight. And you've also done stints with Lynch Mob and some other bands. Do you include that stuff in the Westbound show? What is a Westbound song list look like? Do you include the Jason Bonham stuff, the Lynch Mob stuff? What do you do in the course of a show with your band, Westbound?
Well, I do originals mainly, but I do obviously some Zeppelin because people want that and promoters want that. You know, club owners want to get paid, you know. So I do that. And I also do like a Bonham song or two. I'm not doing Lynch Mob. Look, I love George and I'm very grateful he wanted me with him. I never did any of the records. I mean, Oney Logan and I are good friends. I was kind of like, they were, whenever they'd have like a falling out, like a marriage kind of thing, I would always like, George would be like, hey, can you do this tour? You know, that kind of thing, right?
Understood, man. You know, I was not familiar with your history with Lynch Mob. I know you spent a year or more fronting that band off and on with George, so I just wanted to ask about it. But it's all about Westbound. What's next on the horizon? I know that the new album is still, it's new, but it's a few years old. A new album in the works, right? More shows. What's going on with Westbound?
Both, Ron. I mean, we will have, the Westbound Volume 1. There will be a Westbound Volume 2, probably not till next year.
I've been looking forward to catching up with you because it's been a while. It's been a minute. In fact,
it's been a while, man.
Jeez, Chaz, I think it's been, 17 years maybe, when we did a charity event together, you and I, in 2005, yeah, called Rock for Christmas. Do you have any recollections of that experience?
Oh, my God, was that in Rhode Island?
It was indeed.
Oh, my God, I remember.
That's right.
Oh, my God. And the power went out, right, at the hotel. All the power went out because it was a blizzard. Oh,
that's,
we were freezing.
Right. And the blizzard was the least of my worries on that tour. I forgot about the blizzard. Yeah, but we were sitting in the hotel with no electricity at all, wondering if there was going to even be a show.
Right. I remember that. I'm passing around a bottle of Jägermeister just to stay warm. A Jägermeister, whiskey, I don't know, combination, whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember that now. Oh, my God.
I do remember you and I tossing the mic back and forth, having a good time singing some great songs with some great musicians. And I hope that we could have that chance again, man. I'd love to see you and do some shows together.
I agree, my friend.
After this show in Cocoa Beach tomorrow, where does the road take you? I take it you're going to be westbound? Ha! No pun intended. I didn't even
say that. Yeah, what up, Paul?
All right. Where are you headed next?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We're done till the fall.
You will be listening and looking forward to wherever the journey takes you, Chaz West. The website again is westboundofficial.com. Follow on Facebook at westboundofficial as well. Chaz, welcome to the show, man. It's long overdue. Thanks so much for your time and best of luck with this great new band.
Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate, giving me the time. And it's great talking to you again. It's been years. So
it is.
I look forward to seeing you in person in the future.
For the complete, unedited versions of the interviews you hear on the Streets of Rock and Roll, subscribe to the podcast, RonKeelPodcast.com.
Dude, what, are you freaking kidding me, man?
You're riding shotgun on the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Keep up from me.
That supergroup, another ensemble from the mind and bank vault of Frontiers Records, is called Skills. That's the title track to their new album, Different Worlds. All-star players on that project: Brad Gillis from Night Ranger on lead guitar, Billy Sheehan on bass, David Huff from Giant on drums, and vocalist Renan Zonta from Electric Mob. This next act is a little different. A band from the UK called The Jokers reminds me of old school Humble Pie. And their PR guy, Steve Dinwoody, always so cool, turning me on to some of these up-and-coming British bands. So if you like this cut, find them online at thejokers.com. Easy website address, thejokers.com. Can't believe that one wasn't already taken. And an easy song to like. It's called Slap Back.
Calling California, open back.
Faster Pussycat is headed back to Myrtle Beach Tuesday, July 26th. Presented by Retroactive and Get Right Promotions. Meet the band before the show. Get photos and autographs with Faster Pussycat at Retroactive from 3 to 5 p.m. And tickets to the show are only $10 at RetroactiveEvents.com. Tuesday, July 26th. The meet and greet is free. I said free! And tickets to the show are only $10 at RetroactiveEvents.com. The meet and greet is 3 to 5 p.m. at the coolest store on the planet, Retroactive in Myrtle Beach. The show that night is at the Brick House in Myrtle Beach. Leave your number on the bathroom wall and meet Faster Pussycat at Retroactive in Myrtle Beach Tuesday, July 26th. And enjoy the show. This ain't no house of pain. This is the coolest store on the planet, Retroactive in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Rapid fire round of new music from Voodoo Moonshine. Before that, the latest from the Bullet Boy, Mark Taurine, as we fly past the checkered flag and another great episode of the show disappears in a cloud of dust in the rearview mirror. As always, it's a blast, a pleasure, an honor, and a thrill rocking with you on stage, on the radio, wherever the journey takes us. I love you. I kill you. Until next time, live the rock, Sheldon!